Well, thank you everyone for coming here today. I'm Mary Neubauer with the Iowa Lottery. And over the last week, since a large number of tickets were stolen at a convenience store here in the Des Moines area, hello, and then there was an apprehension of two folks in connection with the taking of those tickets, we've gotten a number of calls from the media asking about the information that is available on lottery tickets and how that can help in the coordination of law enforcement efforts. And I think the swiftness with which individuals were apprehended in this case speaks to the value of the information that we can provide and the coordination assistance that it provides to law enforcement. So I'd like to introduce Steve Bogle, who is the lottery's Vice President of Security, and he's going to talk about the tracking that's available through lottery tickets and other security information that's available through our products.
Steve, say your name and title. Spell it if you would help.
Okay. Well, good afternoon. I'm Steve Bogle. That last name is spelled B-O-G-L-E, Steve's common spelling. And I'm the Vice President of Security here at the Iowa Lottery. First of all, thanks to all of you for coming out this afternoon. I got to give you a little. Terry and Mary have, over the years, made this one of the most transparent organizations, I believe, that exists in state government. And rightfully so, because we all know that the playing public needs to know that we have a very high integrity game. So I wanted to tell you that because some of the questions you might have for me today, I'm going to have to tell you that I can't provide you that information. And it's certainly not because, you know, we're trying to keep any secrets from you. It's because we have to maintain that security and integrity of all of our lottery products. And so some of those things I'll talk to you about today. First of all, I'd just like to go over just briefly what is security in the Iowa Lottery and where do we get our authorities. Of course, you know Chapter 99G of the Iowa Code is where the Iowa Lottery Authority is established, and specifically in 99G 34, 35, and 36 are the areas that security work in mostly. 99G 34 talks about what I just said, about certain information that we don't share with the public. It's not covered by open records. And a lot of that is to maintain integrity of investigations, such as is currently going on with the Des Moines Police Department with our assistance. If we were to give out that information, we would not get that cooperation that we need and that they need to have successful resolutions to these types of cases. And so that kind of investigative data, as well as some of the other trade secrets that go on with lottery products. 99G35 talks about security in particular and what our qualifications are and what our duties and responsibilities are. And then, of course, 99G36 is what I call the hammer. And that is where it basically says if you mess with the lottery, it's a Class D felony. Whether you try to steal something, you try to alter something, pass something that doesn't belong to you, if it involves a lottery, basically it's a Class D felony. So that's kind of just the overview of where we get our information. I would like to just talk to you a little bit about security of lottery is a partnership. It's a partnership with the vendors that produce our products. It's a partnership with our retailers. And then it's a partnership with local and state law enforcement. First and foremost, when we produce our products, there are many things that we security measures and technology enhancements that are available to us today that make the tracking of these so beneficial to investigations when crimes do occur. Obviously, I'm not going to go into detail about some of those, but I'll just tell you, you know, between barcodes and inks and special patterns and all kinds of other things, along with our gaming management system, those things provide us real-time data of where our products have been and where they show up again later. And so that partnership relies on a lot of things. One is that we from the security department at the Iowa Lottery, as we go down to the printings and monitor the drawings and everything else to make sure that the vendors are in fact doing what we've asked them to do. That's an important piece of it. And of course the vendors have a vested interest in making a quality product also. Retailers, they play a huge role. If they're not keeping accurate inventory, then it's like, I'm not going to ask you to raise your hands, but how many in here know what the make, model, and serial number is on your big screen TV that you have at home? And if somebody's breaking in your house right now, stealing it, Without that information, guess what? You're not going to, might not be able to recover it. Well, that's the beauty of our products. Each one of them can be uniquely identified, but it's incumbent upon the retailers to maintain a good inventory so that when they do have an incident, a break-in or an internal theft by an employee, that they have an accurate inventory and can report to us accurately what the products were taken so that we can enter those into our system and then track them when they're tried to be turned in. The other piece that the retailers play a huge role in, besides their inventory, is their video systems, their video surveillance systems. And of course, not every one of our retailers have one of those, but the overwhelming majority of the retailers do have those, and those, of course, help greatly for the law enforcement investigations, for investigations that we conduct, and it's a great deterrent, not, you know, for external and internal theft at those. So they play a huge role in that. And then, of course, finally, when a crime does occur, one of the that involves a lottery product, it's the local and state law enforcement agencies. And the timely response that they provide in regards to these type of incidents is crucial because, for instance, if a ticket is stolen, we get it entered into our system and somebody tries to cash it somewhere, and we contact the law enforcement agency, a timely response can ensure that that the culprits are apprehended. So that's kind of the partnership that we have with the vendors, the retailers, and the local and state law enforcement agencies. Finally, I would just, before I open it for questions, would just tell you that I believe our products that we have in our retailers across the state probably have more security measures embedded in them than any other products those retailers sell. And with what I told you earlier, you know, stealing something that is going to be a Class D felony doesn't make a lot of sense. So we really try to hammer that home that, you know, we have more security on those products than anybody else, and it does not make any sense whatsoever. The consequences are the most severe of stealing a lottery product than probably anything else that the retailers carry in their store. So with that, any questions that I can answer, I will.
That was my question. They would have been better off stealing $900 worth of beer than $900 worth of lottery tickets in terms of prison time.
Well, yeah, a lot of things go into that. Of course, you know, it's a property crime, but these being Class D felonies, it certainly gives great investigative tools for law enforcement as well as the prosecutors and the county attorneys. Because quite frankly, those that are breaking into the stores or, you know, reaching across the counter and stealing, this probably is not the only crime they're involved in. And so that gives some great tools for law enforcement as they do those investigations and possibly clear up other similar type crimes in their jurisdiction.
So you're able to track in real time when a stolen ticket is cashed in?
As long as we're told about it,
uh-huh.
Yes. Yes, once we enter it into our system as stolen, we get a real-time notification the next time that ticket is presented.
So, they were better off if they would have stolen to not go in and cash in the winning ones. I mean, they went in and cashed them in, and we got that photo. That photo went out to the media. Someone saw that photo on the media, called police, and then, you know, kind of all fell into place. I mean, going in to cash it is another tracking method. It tracks it when you buy it, and it tracks it when you turn it into place.
Yeah. Well, the retailers need to keep accurate inventory as far as when it's purchased. But yes, once they have it in their possession, when it's presented, whether it's a winning ticket or a non-winning ticket, that is also tracked. And then, of course, the surveillance system is dependent upon what the retailers have available. But like I said, the majority of our retailers have excellent surveillance systems. And it's not just for the lottery products. Obviously, it's to create a deterrent to keep from getting robbed or from people breaking into their stores or stealing, shoplifting in their stores.
Have you had any instances of lottery tickets that were stolen that have not been recovered or people have not been eventually charged with crimes and how many?
Oh, well, I'm not prepared to answer that for you today as far as how many, but certainly, yeah, we've had those where people have broken into stores, stolen items to include lottery products, and then they never show, you know, they're never presented. And quite frankly, I think it maybe is because, you know, the word is out there that we can track those real time, and so one of the objectives of being a crook is to not get caught. And so they're going to do things, hopefully, or try to do things that won't allow them to be apprehended.
Did these two convenience stores do everything they could? I know we talked to one of the clerks and you said that you got the signature and everything on the back of the ticket as well.
Right. As far as from the administrative side of things, absolutely, yes. They did the right things, the things that we asked them to do. You know, and that's to protect. Asking for the signature is to protect both our players and our retailers both.
In this recent incident with the Get and Goes, how much was the ticket worth that the suspect cashed in?
You know, right now, since that's an active investigation, and I really want that, I think the police department may have already provided that, and that's really where I believe one of them was $50 and it was $25. But as far as that specific investigation, unless they've already released that information, I'm not at liberty to answer questions about that specific investigation today. But.
And with the real-time tracking, that just works with the scan of a barcode, that kind of thing?
Yes.
Is that, how long have you guys had that?
Well, I've only been here about 2 years, but I know it's been there since we went through a conversion in July 1 of 2011, but Mary or Terry or Larry might.
Since probably the early to mid-90s.
Okay.
Is that just showing technology at, you know, helping you guys use technology to the best and keep these criminals off the street?
Well, I mean, that's really was a side benefit. I mean, really, it's for the protection of the players, the security of the lottery, and the integrity of the lottery was a primary reason for the technology that's embedded in our products. But a side benefit, it obviously, is if somebody decides to steal one, is that, you know, it'll assist in the capture of those responsible.
You gotta like how this all worked out as quickly as it did, and the amount of publicity.
Well, you know, publicity we love here at the lottery. Normally it's because we're giving away, you know, tens of thousands, if not millions of dollars. So we certainly love that. And, of course, we do, you know, being a former law enforcement officer, you know, I do like to see justice served. So, a quick apprehension is always a good thing, I believe.
It seems like the lottery is trying to use this case as a deterrent, showing people that, I guess, the ability you have to track these things.
Well, I'm not sure that we intended initially, but I guess because of the interest from the media and others, that we decided, well, you know, let's provide some information out there, and again, get the information out there. So if we can, you know, create that deterrent effect on both people that might want to steal them, or whether it's an internal theft, external theft, yeah, certainly it's an opportunity for us to do that.
Clarify something. You had spoken to stolen tickets and said if stolen tickets are flagged, we can track them. But really, you can track any ticket at any time through the lottery.
Oh, that's correct. But we won't get real-time notification if it's not reported stolen to us. But all of our products, anytime they're presented, we can go back, you know, historically and look and see if we would have reason to believe. Like if there's a delay in reporting, the specific tickets that were stolen, which can happen. We've had cases like that happen where they're already cashed, but we can go back, work with the retailers, work with the local law enforcement agency, interview the clerk that conducted the transaction, get the video if it's available, and usually make some kind of identification of the suspect. Other questions?
Why do you think people would target lottery tickets out of all the other things?
Well, in addition, what else can you steal out of a store that might be worth tens of thousands of dollars? I mean, that would be my guess.
And tie you in jail.
Well, the upside is you might get $10,000. The downside is you're probably going to get caught, and if you do, you're probably going to be charged with a felony. Anything else? Well, again, I just want to reiterate, thanks for coming out this afternoon. And again, you know, our goal is we don't want people to be stealing our products. We think we've got the right laws in place that create a deterrent, and the consequences are appropriate for that. And our products probably have more security measures than any other products that our retailers carry. So again, thanks for being here today.